Hey there, this is Steve Horsman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks for watching today. Today is a real quick video just to give you one of the most important tips that I know to make sure you don't die before your wife. There's all those statistics that say that women outlive men and we're always dying off earlier. We know there are some certain facts, right? We have suicide rates higher than women. We go to war. We do stupid shit. We drive fast. We take chances. And there's all kinds of reasons why we might end up dead before women do. But there's one thing I want to talk about in this video, and that is how men take care of their physical, their emotional, their mental, and their spiritual health. Somebody might say the way to outlive your wife, or at least live as long as she does, is to be more like women. Be more like they are. They say that women live longer because they have less stress and better relationships, and they're more collaborative and communicative, and they have a sense of community, and men are more isolated, and that's why we get so withdrawn and depressed, and we have all these diseases. You know, that might be true, but the solution, brother, is not to be more like a woman. It's not to try to solve the problem the way women have solved the problem. If you want more emotional health and physical health and mental health and spiritual health, it's going to come from other men. And this is the big secret. This is why you see little old men in nursing homes in a wheelchair in the corner that are slowly withering away while the women are vibrant. They have a sense of community. They found their tribe. The problem with us is that we have not yet been taught in the last 50 to 60 years how to have a tribe or why a tribe of men is important. In fact, we've even been shamed to talking too much and being too open and being too honest and being too vulnerable. So when we do get around other men, we tend to play in the shallow end of the pool. We drink beer and ride motorcycles and talk about girls, right? I love that stuff too, but I'm here to tell you that when you go to improve your emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual health, it's done with other men who are on a path, on a journey to do that with you. To know what it means for a man to improve his mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual health is to be with men who have a common language for that. And so what I want to do in this video is just plead with you and beg you to understand that you don't have to be more like a chick in order to live as long as they do. You have to be more of a man. And that's not meant to shame you. More of a man in this case means gathering the courage and the wisdom and the fortitude to find at least one man in your life who's willing to dive deep with you, to connect with you, to express, to open up, to explore masculinity, to explore your fears, explore your vulnerabilities, but also to challenge you, to push you, to get you uncomfortable and get you speaking and thinking and doing things that you wouldn't normally do that liven you up, that make you feel alive, that make you feel energized with a sense of mission, a sense of purpose. This is what makes a man live longer, because he has a reason to look forward to the next morning and the morning after that and the morning after that. I found this in my life. This video is one of my things I look forward to. I couldn't wait to get here and just give you this one little tidbit. It's one thing I found in my mission, and I'm finding men all around the world who are starting to open up with me. I don't know how long I'm going to live, but I'm going to die happy getting there. That's all I got for you today, brother. Take care. Thanks for watching. Bye-bye.